Well, apparently the left believes you can get an abortion or take hormone-blocking medicines. That's okay, but everything else, you know, ear piercing, you need your parents' consent. Now, I want to move on to another medical issue. With all the COVID cases, Senator Paul, plummeting, and now we have all these vaccines on the market, Dr. Fauci doesn't quite want you getting your life back yet.
There is a tendency, given that the deflection of the curve is down, to get back to a situation where you're approaching normal. But we really have to be careful. We are at that very precarious position that we were right before the fall surge, where anything that could perturb that could give us another surge. You know, we don't want to be people always looking at the dark side of things, but you want to be realistic.
Senator, there's always like these vague threats that, you know, it's all meant to suppress us or keep us down, or it might come back. There might be a new variant. What is going on here with the constant goalpost shifting?
Realize that they don't want to argue any of your freedom back, any of this normalization. And there are a lot of people now predicting that the curve downwards is so steep and the curve upward is pretty steep on those being vaccinated that we could be out of this in a few weeks to a month. Now, I know that sounds optimistic and nobody can predict for certain, but he's saying, oh, you're going to need to wear a mask for another 2 years. They're saying you might get it if you had the vaccine and give it to other people. The thing is, they don't prove that that happens. They just say unless you can prove the opposite, you can't be free and you have to be huddled in your basement wearing a mask. And I'm the opposite. If you get your vaccine, you've had your second dose, you're 2 weeks out, throw away your mask. If you've had the disease and you're a young person, go to restaurants. Go out and visit with your friends. Do not hunker down in a basement by yourself. Go to school. By all means, let's get back to normal. And let's treat this with circumspection, the idea that the risk should be according to, you know, the individual. In a free society, each individual determines the risk. They're a lot less for younger people. They're greater for older people. Everybody should adjust their behavior according to that.
Yeah. Lockdowns don't work. Lockdowns don't work. I mean, they don't work. They don't stop the virus. And it just prolongs herd immunity. We've seen this time and again, and yet the party of science just doesn't want to quite go there. Senator, thank you for asking hard questions of Ms. Levine. I think it was necessary, and it opened a lot of people's eyes. And the fact that you got all that grief for it told us that you cut fairly close to the core there, and it's good that you did it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.